Well, to domestic politics next. And the Cabinet Subcommittee is meeting today to discuss, amongst other things, the revised Climate Action Plan, which is expected to go to the full Cabinet, which meets tomorrow. Final details are expected to be agreed on agricultural emissions and transport. And our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, who joins us now, has some details about what some of those possible changes when it comes to transport policy could be. Micheál, bring us up to date.
Yeah, under this plan, which is really the way that the government's climate action plan can be delivered, and that's been discussed by a cabinet committee this afternoon and is expected to go before the full cabinet tomorrow. So in particular, in relation to transport, where there's an aim to cut emissions by around 50% by 2030, some of the things that could be looked at there are expected to include a 20% cut in the amount of kilometres travelled. So that's an across-the-board 20% cut. More specifically then, the plan is looking at things like having a 25% cut to the number of daily car journeys, and that should be matched by a 50% increase in walking and cycling journeys and a 130% increase in the number of public transport journeys. And there seems to be a plan in there, or an aim, to cut the fuel usage by vehicles by around 50% over the next 8 years. Then there are other things which are described as a collective basket of measures that could be used to disincentivize the use of cars generally. These will be controversial, but they seem to be among the options that could possibly be included in the report when it's published tomorrow. And they include things like ending free workplace parking, along with having a minimum parking charge for all urban areas, and also marked congestion charges for journeys across marked cordons might be on the cards. And there is one suggestion or option which is looking at increasing fuel prices in 2030, which could project them being up to 65% higher than they were compared to 2018 prices. Other things possibly on the cards would be improving school transport options and having more car-free urban zones. They're among the more controversial end of things when it comes to transport.
And are there any suggestions that it'll be balanced by an increased investment in public transport, for example?
Yeah, there is a talking about a huge public transport increase, which would allow for the number of journeys to also increase dramatically by up to 130% each day. I think, as well as that, there's about a €1 million a day investment on things like footpaths and cycleways and greenways. That's ongoing. But where some of the discussions potentially could centre and hinge over the next 2 days will be on the level of investment needed to meet that plan when it comes to transport. Could an extra €10 billion possibly be required? Because it is ambitious. The government are now talking about having 30% of cars as electric vehicles by 2030. In real terms, that would mean about 845,000 private electrical vehicles at that point, and 95,000 would be commercial ones.
Now, Micheál, do you get any sense of what degree of political agreement there is on some of these proposals, and indeed some of the other proposals that have been in the ether when it comes to cutting emissions from the agricultural sector?
I think there is overall a confidence that this will be delivered tomorrow afternoon. The Cabinet not expected to get underway until the early afternoon, but it's not there yet. There's still discussions and talk ongoing, and I think that may centre on the level of investment that is required, and the fact that the public will need assurances, I suppose, that there will be significant funding to provide other forms of transport, not just in urban areas but in rural areas as well. That is a key one. I think in relation to agriculture, it does seem like, while discussions are still perhaps being finalised there, that there is largely agreement that to reach that 25% cut in emissions, farmers will be encouraged into other areas like forestry, tillage and energy generation as well. And there is a commitment to cut methane emissions by 10% by 2030. But I think agriculture, the department keen to emphasise, that does not mean a 10% cut in the herd. No compulsory cull of the herd seems to be on the cards, but plenty incentives for farmers to look to other areas when it comes to using land.
And anything new on buildings?
No, I think that is one of the key areas that is under discussion as well. But when it comes to points of contention, it does seem to be transport remains the biggest source there, with agriculture largely agreed now.
And finally, Micheál, any news on potential reshuffles when it comes to junior ministers?
The party leaders are likely to discuss this over the phone, perhaps tonight ahead of tomorrow's cabinet meeting. It does seem like there will be some changes, particularly on the Fine Gael side. The Dunleary TD, Jennifer Carol McNeill's name has been mentioned consistently now. I suppose there is confirmation from one Fine Gael junior minister, Frank Feehan. He doesn't expect to be a junior minister when the announcements are made tomorrow. Could there be another change too? Could Colm Brophy be replaced? Other names that are being viewed as possibilities there on the Fine Gael side include Brendan Griffin and possibly Neil Richmond. For Fianna Fáil, it seems the changes could be quite minimal. James Lawless is someone who's been spoken about for promotion for quite some time, and that speculation continues today. But who would he replace? Could it be someone like Sean Fleming? Is that a possibility? What does seem absolutely clear at this point, Robert, though, is that if there had been talk in recent weeks about increasing the number of junior ministers beyond 20, it doesn't seem like that's a possibility now.
Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, thanks for joining us.